going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, and now filling in for Nate Geary, Joe Cali.
Whoa, is that radio Joe Cali?
Program?
Okay, all right.
This is the bit of the weekend. Hope you're okay with that.
I know. Welcome to hour 15 of NFL draft coverage.
You're not wrong, actually.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Finally, legitimately,
a new voice,
new guy. Let's go.
All the guys, the same three clowns.
All these guys are so exciting.
Let's add a fourth.
Draft prospects in the third day. Can't wait.
We've got about 9 picks to go here before the Bills are back up. They pick twice in the 5th round in pretty quick succession. But our coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft right here on WGR is presented by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. Brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Northtown Automotive Group. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Quilted Squirrel. Great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at tqsmarketing.com. Boys, we're almost there.
Almost there.
The light is, in fact, shining at the end of the tunnel. We can see it.
Yes.
I can see it with my bad eyesight.
We can see it, and yet it's also so far away.
So far away. That's
our
right.
Our depth perception is a little skewed. And I do think, though, that there are plenty of other ways that we can look at these drafts, these draft classes that have been going on. I'm continuing to take a blowtorch to Cleveland because they deserve it.
It's
you took two
rough
quarterbacks in a bad quarterback draft class. You wasted a third-round pick on a player that should have gone undrafted. And you feel bad for Gabriel in a sense of like, yeah, if you literally went in a different order of operations, you took Sanders and then Gabriel, nobody bats an eye.
No, because I think it would still be like, hey, I think Gabriel might get caught, but you know what? He's a draft pick. You're happy for him. When you look at it like this, you're like, look, I've said it a lot with Sanders. I don't think his physical tools warranted a first-round pick. I do think it warranted a second or a third-round pick. It seems to be more the off-field, the quote-unquote circus following him. But now, I think he's going to start a game this year because the guys in front of him are Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And when they're bad enough, I could absolutely see Shedeur Sanders getting started purely off the fact of the owner will want to sell seats in November and December.
Not to mention, furthermore than that, how much you want to bet Shedeur is better than Joe Flacco off the jump now?
Well, yeah, how old is Flacco? 39, 40?
39 or 40.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple bet.
Joe Flacco,
at that point.
Mm-hmm. The last time Joe Flacco was in Cleveland, it was a different story. It was like a one-off sort of thing for half the year. This is different. We saw him in Indy last year. He was actually bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice. Good save there. Good save there.
That was a save. if I've ever seen one. There you go.
Good save.
We're into hour 15 of draft coverage. The saves are going to be coming up.
Yeah, no one listened to what I say in terms of hours because we're going to pull out like 28 in a few minutes here. Bills are picking in, I believe, 9 picks here? 8 picks. They are picking an 8. Jets are up right now at 162. The Bills will pick at 170 and then 173. That'll wrap up round 5 for them. Then they've got a few in round 6 as well. And then, of course, the dreaded pick number 240 in round 7. So we will see.
So I heard a Step Brothers quote earlier today. So just to relate further to that, you mentioned pick 240.
Mm-hmm.
When he looks at the drum set and the opera music swells in the background, that's us looking at 240 on a chart right
that
now.
That is us looking at 240. Also, in terms of how much they're picking, they are going to be picking a lot here pretty soon. They are the first pick in the sixth round.
Yeah, so they're picking three times in eight selections.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be pretty rapid succession.
173,
here.
177.
A little bit of action here then.
A bit of action. Mm-hmm. And they did not pair them up to move up, so therefore they're probably going to take all three of them, or they might do something they've done in years past, which is straight up trade out of it to
and
get a pick
just
next
get
year.
Capital for next year, yeah.
And like try to move up in next year.
We will see. I'm still curious to see if they take somebody.
Done.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm curious to see if they take a guy like Torrey Horton. He's a wide receiver they brought in on a visit. It's kind of the only position they haven't touched yet today. So I'm curious.
Anything offense they haven't touched.
Well, I mean, in terms of needs.
Ready? I'm going to say something that might make your eye twitch. Then again, they have three picks to do all of this, so I'm perfectly fine with that too.
Mm-hmm.
If Miles Frazer is there, take him. Guard out of LSU.
Sal did mention, I think, yesterday about potential like interior offensive linemen, especially
Miles Frazer's hanging out here.
Why not? I mean, I also think backup corner. Get another guy in the fifth, sixth round. You only have Trey White and Dane Jackson on 1-year deals. Could absolutely start building towards that future as well.
Chris Paul Jr. absolutely
Poop
still
Paul,
on the board here.
Absolutely.
As the Bills had a visit with him. We named couple of opportunities here. The Bills can check all of them within eight picks.
Yeah, I think realistically what we're looking at here, boys, is these are going to be players they had private visits with.
Yes.
I think there's a real good chance the next three, maybe even four picks are all guys they had private visits with.
They could also, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jalen Reed at safety out of Penn State, that might actually be a nice one to add on to the roster as well. If they take a running back here, Devin Neal out of Kansas was one that I was kind of looking at all throughout the process. As like one of those late additions.
I do
like
that.
So I do think that that's a good one too. The Bills do have an opportunity to really go in a bevy of directions, and they have three picks to do so.
Now, to Sal's point, he brought up about an hour ago. We are getting to the point, though, you hope these guys make the team. Fifth rounders probably will just because of the asset you put into them. Sixth and seventh, much less so. You start to look more at you hope they make practice squad. If they make the team, that's awesome. Derek, you've even mentioned too, like, you know, if your plan is the sixth rounder in Christian Benford, it's not much of a plan. It's just
it's not
hope.
A plan. It's a dart.
It's great when it works, but
it's not a plan.
Yeah.
It should not be a plan.
It should not be a plan.
Does Dolak get drafted at any point?
I absolutely think he gets drafted at some point.
I have to ask.
Joe, did you... You know, 803-0550, by the way, if there's players that you're still looking for, or if you want to reflect on the draft class as a whole, I love this call here from Teddy. Teddy, welcome to our draft coverage. You're the first caller we've had for draft coverage here, and Joe Callie's sitting in here loving the topic that you've brought up to the screener here. What you got?
So I loved Will Howard's play style in Ohio State, and I think it would be an excellent pick for the Bills. Because I think he would be, honestly, one of the best backups we've had in forever. So I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say about that.
Teddy, I appreciate it. I don't know if Joe
you ever seen the Scorsese meme, Absolute Cinema? I love that. Like that, just sitting there like this, yes.
Now
I'm in on that.
Let me go ahead and say, if I was okay with the idea of, hey, maybe the Bills take Sanders.
Right,
I'm going to be okay with this.
He has a similar build to Allen. Yes, the arm strength is questionable, but as a backup, absolutely. I'd be more comfortable with him than Trubisky in a lot of ways, I feel like.
If he's a 6th, 7th round pick, and I've always wanted...
And the Bills need that practice squad young quarterback to stash up. So I do think like if there is a Ewers or a Howard available next
if they
round,
draft Quinn Ewers, I'm going to get upset.
Now I want it. TJ, bookmark that. If they draft Quinn Ewers, we're going to have a field day.
I'm going to get upset. But on that, though, and I know I bring up the Eagles a lot, but to be fair, they've been to three Super Bowls in the last few years, and they've won two of them. I love the model that the Eagles used back in 2017 where they used quarterbacks as a bit of a trade asset, and they really did kind of mold it to work it and get more draft picks. Maybe you could mold somebody like Will Howard or Kyle McCord, something like that, where you can start to mold that and use it to trade and to get a third-round pick or a second-round pick. Quarterbacks are valuable, and teams are desperate for them. I think that could be something that could work. And again, you do it in the sixth, seventh round when it's kind of a throwaway pick. You can sit there and go, hey, this, you know, we like this defensive tackle on our board, but he ain't making our team. Let's just go with a quarterback. I don't see that as big of an issue, and at least – and for me too, and this, and I've brought it up for a number of teams, at least it makes the preseason interesting for me.
Yes. And
it does.
Who doesn't love watching a young quarterback? Ready? Last year, the last preseason game, we're going nuts about Ben DiNucci.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And he had himself a nice showing.
Mm-hmm. Even as a Bills fan, watching the Patriots, right, in preseason, Joe Milton,
yes.
And Milton playing the final game of the season against the Bills, it's intriguing. A young quarterback is always an intriguing watch. Yeah. And I think adding one to the Bills roster might be solid to kind of take that step and maybe see if they can get behind Allen over Trubisky or whoever they add in.
We're at 164, by the way. The Bills will pick in six selections. Miles Frazier, Torrey Horton, Chris Paul, Jalen Reed. These are plenty of good options here. Devin Neal, if you think of running back. Will Howard, if you're Joe Kelly.
Let's go.
Yes. Will Howard.
I actually would love Kyle McCord. I think I would, as a backup quarterback, I think I'd really like McCord. Purely because I think if he got in like a meaningless Week 17, Week 18 game, that man would sling it. Yeah. I think you would just have a ball out there and it'd be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so we're going to take this moment, though, to get the read in on this one, by the way. Time to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Keith. Keith, how you doing? Welcome to Bills draft coverage on day three. What you got for us?
Gentlemen, thank you so much for once sacrificing your whole Saturday for our entertainment, so I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
I just wanted to first touch on round one. This is my personal opinion. I'm kind of glad Malachi Starks was not available, because I feel like it would have made our safety room a little too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel. I think the more need was at corner as opposed to the safety. I'd really like to see Bishop develop, and, you know, if we had a healthy Taylor Rapp for a full year, it could be something good. But, you know, I want to see what's your gentleman's take on this whole Cleveland situation. I mean, five quarterbacks, you know, two from the draft, you know, one projected go in the first round. I don't know. Like, what do you use this as capital? What do you do with this? I'll hang up and listen and, you know, see what you guys think about this whole situation they got going on.
Keith,
I think that
to go in sequential order, it is our honor and privilege to sacrifice our Saturday for you, for all of you. Thank you for listening. We have to work. This is our job. Like, we are told to be here. Any of you listening and calling in, thank you. Because we don't do this without any of you anyway on a day three coverage. So now I know that there's at least four people listening. Thank you.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Which is great.
So I mean that from the bottom of my heart in a sincere manner, but putting it in a joking tense. Thank you. And I appreciate the call. Hairston, I love the pick of Harrison. I still would have loved Malachi Starks just because of talent is talent. But like Harrison and like Starks, it's the same thing. Talent is talent. The Bills probably would have taken Harrison anyway. He looked like a guy that they were pounding the table for all along. And Starks was being mocked to the Bills because it was the guy's available.
Mm.
And we're just going to plug him in there because, like, it makes too much sense. The cliff from safety from number two even to number three was a chasm compared to corners in that sense. But then the draft class reflected the league probably actually put Harrison in a better light than the rest of the players that we were seeing as his peers.
Especially, too, because he has that elite trait you don't find at pick 30. It's the speed. And really, it seems to be his biggest issue is that he's not a great tackler. It's not that he's not a willing tackler. He's just not great. And that's something you can coach up. You can teach that.
And if
that's
his
biggest problem,
too.
Yeah, and if that's your biggest problem, number one, that's why you're at 30. But number two, you take that kind of talent. So I really like the pick. I think it's going to work out.
The corner market, though, really did kind of get to where the Bills could have picked anyone if they sat at 62.
Mm-hmm. Harrison, though, I could have seen going very early in round two because of that elite
Harrison
trait,
was
because
going
of the
to
speed.
Go. Harrison, I expected, could have gone, mm-hmm. and he didn't.
Yeah. On the quarterbacks, caller brings up, like, one of the few positives that it could be is, do they maybe use it for trade capital? Do they
show off Shedeur
Sanders and then flip him in the preseason? I don't think Gabriel's going to show off that much. But do maybe with Sanders, they took him with a fifth-round pick, and then he balls out in the preseason, looks good, and a team like Pittsburgh goes, okay, Rodgers isn't here, Mason Rudolph's terrible, let's go. And they do something like that. I think it's the best case scenario. I think it's also one of the least likely. I think this is I think it's a team that's desperate. I think it's a team that doesn't have many options at quarterback. They're going to just try anything and see what happens.
You know what's going
to
happen?
I think the owner wants to sell seats in December.
I'm going to call this shot here. Remember how Trey Lance was traded for like a fourth?
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel's going to get traded for a fifth. So their third round pick will be return for a fifth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Just why pick him in the third?
I don't know.
The Shador one makes sense.
Yeah, that's actually a good value pick.
It's the Dylan Gabriel in the third.
I feel like even if you picked Shador in the third, you wouldn't have been scoffed at.
No!
Like that would have been just a normal pick.
It would have been like, oh, wow, great value. You got a guy that should have been there in the second. You get him in the third. And you kind of get the bonus, too, if you're bad next year, especially with getting Jacksonville's first-round pick. It's like, yeah, if he's not good next year, cool. You're going to go get Arch Manning. He's not leaving school, by the way, next year, at least I don't think.
I hope
not. But you're going to get maybe the top quarterback, maybe a Cade Klubnik out of Clemson. We'll see how the college season goes. And you're prepared for that, and no harm, no foul. Shador moves on, or he's your backup, what have you. But now with all this, it's all kind of muddied, and I mean, we'll see what happens. But it looks very weird now.
803-0550, if you want to reflect on the Bills with this draft class so far, how it has looked through the first 2 days, how things might even look today. If you're a sicko and you have draft player recommendations, we're here for it because we've got papers on papers here.
I want to see if someone can call in with a fake name.
They might get us, honestly, so please don't.
I want Jamie Lannister on the Buffalo Bills. Let's go.
All right, there we go.
What are you, Shador's agent? Getting the prank call?
We'll see what we get there, but who knows. There's still a couple of good picks that the Bills can have here. Like I said, we're four picks away from them having a flurry of them.
A little flurry.
We might have to move some things around. We're supposed to have Bruce Nolan on at 3:30 here. But if the Bills have three selections and we have to jump to Zoom calls, we might have to move some things aside and shuffle the schedule around for that moment.
It wouldn't be day three of the draft if he didn't have to do that.
Yeah, so. TJ is spinning it all day here, DJ TJ, in the house.
Did Torrey Horton just go off the board here to Seattle?
Yes, he did. So there's Zach with the heavy sigh. Enough about the wide receiver.
Why are we picking today?
Shut up.
Who are they going to take? I'm more now I'm just curious, like, who are they taking? Yeah, it could be that, yeah.
Will Howard?
You're forgetting a name. Will Howard.
Yeah. You're like the kid in the like last row of the classroom, like meekly raising his hand to answer the question.
William? it's gonna be William, guys.
Will Howard?
Mr. Howard.
Or Dave here might have an answer for what they might end up taking in some coming rounds. Dave, welcome to draft coverage. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. I know we're kind of in that sweet spot, maybe the fifth, sixth round where it's a little bit early, but I would like to get Tyler Bass a little bit of competition, see if there's any kickers out there I think we're going to have some close games, and I don't want to worry about Tyler Bass anymore. I was pretty stressed at certain games last year and the year prior, so maybe it's a time to do it with these picks coming up. Just a thought.
Yeah, no, Dave, honestly, it's healthy to think about that sort of thing.
We're in that area.
Sixth round is absolutely a place where you start thinking of legs. That's absolutely when you would want to start thinking about that. Do I know of any of them? No. I'm not going to pretend to.
That's probably healthy.
Do you know who will? Joe Biscaglia.
I thought he's more for punt-a-palooza.
Yes.
Which the Bills already have two punters on their roster.
Yes, but why not add another leg?
Are either wearing traditional punting numbers? No.
Oh, here we go.
So it may not matter.
Not quite.
Here we go.
They're wearing 32 and 40. That is the most sign they're not making the team in history. It's like a kicker in college wearing 99.
I want to wonder
who bullies them.
I want a kicker on the Bills that wears 99.
Right now it's you.
Someone's got to do it. Somebody has to be brave enough.
Tyler Bass, rumor has it, is switching his number to 99. I don't know how you're going to feel about that.
Two offensive linemen have been taken, and neither of them have been Miles Frazier. So that's a name still on the board.
It could be Frazier, then.
It could be Frazier here. But there's still a decent amount of options here. And it'll be probably the last vestiges of me knowing players at this point. We're getting very close there.
We're just getting to it. Where it less becomes the name and more the position.
Yes.
Toeing the line.
And Frazier out of LSU. The Bills do love building up offensive line depth, so I do think that that's absolutely a great idea.
Absolutely.
They also have a plethora of it right now, so it'd be nice to even add to that and get even more solidified.
And you want to talk about like the caller saying about like what the Cleveland Browns can do with their quarterback room? The Bills do this with offensive linemen.
Exactly.
Literally find a way to exchange assets that are not going to make the team for picks.
Like you said, though, Cleveland's pretty much just throwing a turd at the wall to see if it sticks. But
one of them ultimately backfired on the Bills because Wyatt Teller became awesome.
Yeah.
Like almost immediately when he left.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like that he eventually figured it out. It was he left, went to Cleveland, and was like, I'm an all pro, guys. I don't know why you got rid of me.
Honestly, like,
It was very sudden.
To the wide receiver crowd, I need to say this. And Zach, I feel like this is going a little bit to you here too.
I just want somebody.
We're in the fifth round. How much does it? We're in the late fifth round.
How much does it truly matter? I like some of these guys.
You can like some of these guys. How much of it does it really hit?
Oh, almost never. Almost never.
Because ready? I'm not talking about success. I am talking about how many players in this draft class are left that are recognizable?
Nick Nash.
And why is he recognizable, Zach?
Well, because we actually don't know when he was born. It's my favorite thing we've discovered today, right off the bat, is that there's four different ways to get his birthday. Yeah. And they're all different. It's incredible.
Yeah, this is pretty much at a point where, like, we're into, like, on our sheets here, we're into, like, the 20s and 30s on wide receivers.
Zay Frazier, the cornerback out of UTSA, goes to Chicago. And
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Bills are up now at pick 170. They're going to be picking a lot here in the next 8 picks.
And we're going to take a break so that we can get ahead of it, so that we can prepare for the Bills, a flurry of picks coming at 170, 173, and 177 coming up next here on WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, Joe Cali with you here as we are on day 3 of the NFL draft. The Bills pick did get selected at 170. They go defense again. Cornerback out of Ohio State, Jordan Hancock. Although, Derek, it seems like another versatile athlete for the Bills defense.
Interesting little scouting report on Hancock here. Hancock listed at 6 foot, 195 pounds. Typically seen as a fifth round selection here. When it comes to value, overall rank on ESPN, he was 191. So mm-hmm. to get him at 170, like, it's a little early for it, but, you know, not all that bad. Brugler had him as a fifth or a sixth round pick, and that's literally where we are at this point. 4.45 on his 40 time. He has a similar wingspan when you can compare it to Max Hairston. 76 1/8 on his wingspan. Hairston was 76 3/8.
All right. So, Derek, I think we're trending towards...
This is from Steve Mensch, by the way, from ESPN. Mm-hmm. Versatile defensive back who lined up outside, over the slot, at safety, and even in the box at Ohio State. This is another one of those national championship tack sort of things.
Yep, never a bad idea to go to
never
national
a bad
champion.
Idea to go to a defense that played well for a national championship team. He uses his long arms to reach in and break up passes. This looks like, hey, you know what? You can use a versatile player like this, especially because you have players like Cam Lewis on this roster. Why not have more of them?
I will also say, and this is just based off the Bills' history with the position, I do pay attention now more to late-round cornerback picks. I just do. They tend
Why?
To make roster players out of them. It's not just Christian Benford. Dane Jackson is an NFL player.
Jackson was a seventh rounder. Levi Wallace was an undrafted.
Yep. I have become aware now, when they draft cornerbacks late, don't forget his name, Jordan Hancock.
Not just corners, though.
Safeties as well. Yep.
Hamlin was a late-round pick for this team.
Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on these positions.
They know where NFL players are. If they know secondary in the late rounds, I'm not going to question it at this point. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is one of those where I'm not going to go ahead and just say, okay, yeah. No, it's pretty interesting that they're doubling up now in corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's versatile to an effect where – I'd say it's even Cam Lewis insurance in case of injury.
Yeah. Lions traded up with New England, so they're 171. The Bills pick again at 173. So we're going to stay here. We will be looking for your calls, 803-0550, but we're going to stay here, kind of wait as these come in. I mean, they come in fast. We took a break about 3 minutes later. The Bills pick went in, and then they also pick, Buffalo being, they pick at right at the top at round six at 177. They have, I believe, Derek, two picks in round six.
Yes, they
That's
have that.
206 as well, and then, of course, the dreaded 240.
Yeah, so...
Is it trending towards defense all?
It might be. I don't know. I still think that you can go with a player like Frazier, the guard from LSU. I think there's a non-zero chance they take a running back in, like, the sixth or seventh round.
They have not touched safety yet.
They have not. I feel like they might have here.
They definitely could have here.
They might have here in a technicality. Chris Paul Jr. So there's another
Paul,
one.
Baby.
Jalen Reed also, if you really want to touch
mm-hmm.
safety.
Mm-hmm.
But that also means that's another player for their secondary. And they clearly were not thrilled with what they ended up with after the season.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few more avenues they can go here. Again, it more becomes interesting the position rather than necessarily the name. Although with Jordan Hancock, I like the idea, though, that he's very versatile. It fits the theme of this draft, which has been versatile athletes. Miles Frazier off the board to the Lions, the guard out of LSU. We bring up his name a lot here, potentially for the Bills.
Yep,
he
there
will
goes.
Not go to Buffalo. He goes to Detroit. Now the Rams are up, and then the Bills will follow them.
I like that pick for Detroit,
I could really see, though, this being just kind of chalk, hit a linebacker. I'd love to see Sean Dolak actually at some point here for the Bills. I want to see him just drafted.
I think Dolak is 240.
Ooh, if he's there, maybe. Last pick, take the local guy.
Yeah. Give us a reason to wait.
Wouldn't be against that at all. But I'd be excited for it. I'd be excited to see if it happens. I know a lot of Buffalo would, too, and it would put a nice exclamation point on the draft.
I will say, if they do end up taking Poo-Paul
mm-hmm.
within their next two picks, you're not seeing them also taking Dolak.
That's right.
They've had Paul in for a visit. So
now Dolak, they didn't necessarily have to bring in on a visit because they got the easy ones.
They got the free local with him because that's what they're allowed to do in that sense. They had to have an official visit with
mm-hmm.
Chris Paul Jr.
For me, I do want to see Dolak get drafted, especially after
I don't care where.
No, it's right. I would love it to be Buffalo. I just want him to be drafted. Seventh, but yeah, I'd like to see him drafted, especially everything that went on with the pre-draft process, him sort of having to reprove how athletic he was after not being invited to the Combine, the Senior Bowl, the East-West Shrine Game. You went to none of it. It was literally up until UB's Pro Day. He was considered basically a non-factor in this outside of just being an All-American at Buffalo and then kind of show that he was an athlete again, although we are now trending towards the sixth round. It's not too surprising that it be where he's picked, but I'd still like to see him drafted. I really, really would.
Yes, and it would be another thing where UB should start getting a little bit of respect on the board for how well they ended up playing last year.
Mm-hmm.
They end their season the Bahama Bowl champions.
There we go.
And there's no better way to end your college career, like for Sean Dolak, than that. Really.
Could have gone to the Hawaii Bowl, too. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, but also, like, hey, you got a free trip to the Bahamas,
yeah.
And then you won the game.
Yeah.
That's the other big deal.
Poo Paul off the board to the Rams right before the Bills select.
Welcome to the Sean Dolak conversation now.
So we will see. The Bills are now on the clock. Two of the players we thought they could go here were taken in consecutive picks here.
Taken in the picks between their picks.
Yeah.
Not just that they were like leading up to the Bills pick. No, they had a pick,
mm-hmm.
didn't pick those players, and then those players got picked.
I would wonder, though, if the Bills took Dolak in the fifth round. Because going back to Sal about an hour and a half ago, talking about, fifth round picks will typically make the roster. Don't always have to, but typically make the roster.
Typically, sometimes they don't.
Just because of the value of the selection. You know, linebacker was seen as kind of this like shadow need for the Bills due to Matt Milano's future health and some of the contracts coming up. And are could this maybe be something there? And the Bills have had no problem adding UB talent. A lot of times it's UDFAs, which has worked because they've had a lot of these guys on this roster. But we'll see.
The Rams might have added a starting linebacker in round five.
They could have. They definitely could have.
They might have. The Bills at 173, that pick is in. If there is any sort of announcement, we'll be able to air it. But it does not look like that is going to be the case.
No, this pick came in very quickly.
It's very fast. And there was one, like the Rams got a person up there to announce it, an international fan of the year. But I don't know if the Bills have anything like that.
We got the pick is in and the selection graphic, though, at the exact same time.
Yes.
It seems like, though, they're like, hey, actually,
wait. It looks like it froze.
Yeah, they're like, actually, wait a second.
Either they froze it or the Bills really did move that fast where they're like, oh, we actually
have to kill time here. Never mind.
We've got to play catch up or kill time. I don't know which. But yeah, they've got the wide shot of the stage. A little bit more standing room this time, but again, no lawn chairs. Jackson Hawes, tight end out of Georgia Tech, the selection at 173 for the Bills.
All right. That was sort of seen as a bit of a quiet need as well. Maybe more of a backup tight end. You can kind of just fill them in on the roster, maybe more of a blocker.
See if there's a third tight end option for you.
Was at Yale. Transfer to Georgia Tech. Not much of a receiver, 16 catches, 195 yards this year at Georgia Tech. I mean, they don't pass the ball all that much. If anyone played college football.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's Georgia Tech.
Yeah, you know they don't pass the ball all that much.
So the Bills taking a tight end from Georgia Tech there in Jackson Hawes. Good blocker. So it sounds like a player that, honestly, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. But 6'5", 253. Big guy,
heck, if
probably
going to
be more of a blocker.
Also, consider where he's from, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Here's the ESPN write-up on him. Hawes didn't put up big numbers in college, but he's a good blocker and could be more productive in the NFL. He takes sound angles and covers defenders as a lead blocker.
Could he be Reggie Gilliam insurance?
Could absolutely be
as an H-back.
That. Could absolutely be that.
Because think about the offensive system that they run in Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are lead blocking a lot on options or sweeps.
They like to bring in that extra blocker on run game on run plays. They do. I mean, yeah. Alec Anderson became a household name for Bills fans because of it.
That's kind of like it's not a position; it's a role
mm-hmm.
that you want to get some depth for. A player that you might be able to stash on the practice squad in case of emergency, sort of thing.
Yep.
Because that's the thing. Yeah, you've got your 53, but you do have an entire practice squad of players that you might start stashing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about roles, and you think about players that. You might be able to bring them up for a couple of games in the year, and what's the role?
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's why I thought about that. Like the more you said about you brought up Georgia Tech, I'm like,
Yeah, it makes sense.
That might be Gilliam Insurance.
803-0550, the number to call. We're going to take a timeout here. The Bills pick right at the top of round six. We've got three more picks in round five, so we'll take a break here so we don't have to take one when the Bills are coming up for that next pick. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, and Joe Calley along with you here as we continue our coverage of day three of the NFL draft right here on WGR.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects
and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley hanging with you here as we continue our day three coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. And our coverage of that draft is brought to you by Fiefer Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. By New York's only outlet liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Norton Automotive Group, Norton Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Quilted Squirrel, great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at tqsmarketing.com. We are coming up here on the Bills pick. The Ravens traded back to the Jets at 176 to wrap up the fifth round here. We're going to see who they take in just a moment. And then the Bills will be up to open up the sixth round at 177. Again, as we mentioned, these are rapid fire, three picks in eight. So we will see how that ends up going.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And also, we'll be talking with Bruce Nolan in just a moment here as well. The podcast, The Bruce Exclusive, formerly the Buffalo Rumblings Network there before that got dissolved.
I know we're both big Jalen Royals guys, so we can cry together. This is going to be emotionally healing. I'm excited for this.
I know that. That's fine. For this. I understand. But I also don't understand.
Hey, I'm a man. I don't pay for therapy, okay? I do other things to help myself. So crying on air with Bruce to get over Jalen Royals, let's go, baby. I'm ready to go.
Brother.
Tyler Barron, edge rusher out of Miami, goes to the Jets. And with that, the Buffalo Bills are on the clock to open up the sixth round at 177.
And to honor a tradition that we had last year, which here we go. We had Bruce Nolan on to talk last year when the Bills were making a pick. So why not do that again is what I figure here as Bruce Nolan joins us on the West Her Hotline. Bruce, it's Derek and Zach. Thank you for taking some time out of your Saturday. Welcome aboard. Let's see what they do this time around.
Absolutely. I'm hopeful that the best possible solution is that they pick someone who I actually have an opinion on
yes.
at the moment. Because last year, if you remember correctly, it was Javon Solomon. And uh-huh. I was like, I'm going to have to wait on you because I don't want to just start spouting off nonsense having not actually studied the guy. So hopefully this time it'll be different.
Fire from the hip. Make it up.
I think last year, too, we were like, he has a lot of sacks. It's all I've got. It's all I've got.
That's all we had, really. But Bruce, when it comes down to it, the Bills, it seems like there's a theme this year, not just that it's a lot of defense, it is defensive players with high athletic scores and elite traits, as that has been a majority of their draft class.
Yeah, I think one of the common complaints and criticisms that was lobbed toward Brandon Bean over the last couple of years is that, hey, you've hit a lot of singles, you've hit a lot of doubles, heck, mm-hmm. you even got a triple or two, but where are the home run picks? Where are the picks that are game wreckers and game changers? And I think Brandon Bean has responded with some of the stuff by going, hey, listen, if we're going to get those players, they're going to be elite athletes, so let's go get us some elite athletes. Even the picks that I'm not as fond about, right? Obviously, Deion Walker is somebody who anyone who's followed me on social media knows that I wasn't as high on as some of the other players that pick, but I get it. Like, I understand why you did. They don't make human beings who looked like Dion Walker. So if you get him to play at the level that people thought he was projected to get towards when they watched him in 2023, then you think, okay, we have some new defensive coaches on this side. Maybe the trajectory of our ability to develop people has changed. Let's swing big, and that's the way you get a home run. You don't get a home run if you're constantly just swinging for contact.
And that's where I see a guy, Landon Jackson. We were talking about it when Nick Ears with us, too. It's like, we're at this point, if your RAS score wasn't, like, bright green, like, they weren't going to get you. And yeah, I mean, Bruce, to that point, like, that's kind of been my big issue. And I've mentioned it, like, Pro Bowl, All-Pro players, top 100, what have you. But, yeah, like, we've hit a point now with this Bills team. They're a very good roster. They're incredibly well run. But where are these guys that day one they're in there? And NFL fans, just the average fan, knows them. And I think you're right to that point. Like, you go get these great athletes. That, I mean, that's where you're going to get these guys. And to be perfectly honest, this is a team that made the AFC Championship last year. You add one or two legitimate studs on the defense, it might be the difference between not just making the Super Bowl, but outright winning it, and maybe even getting the one seed as well on the way.
I think it's so much bigger than just defense, right? Everyone says, okay, oh, we want defense with it. But specifically, what about the defense? Think about all the times you got on social media or turned to your buddy and said, they can't get off the field on third down, right? So think about the first two picks specifically in the draft this year, right? You pick a player who is aggressive at the ball, especially from off coverage, right? When are you going to be more likely to be playing off coverage? Oh, okay, third and long, obvious passing situations. Got it. So then you take a player who you compare next to Ed Oliver on, again, passing situations and third and long. Like, it's not just make the defense better. It's a specific methodology by which you would make the defense better. So even if you don't agree with necessarily the picks, you can see the vision if you look at it through that lens.
Yeah, and I do think that, Bruce, let's talk about the one that you weren't too fond of there with Dion Walker. You did bring up, like, they don't make players that size. But luckily, I do think there is something that you can teach there. There's a high pad level, so technique is something that you can try to coach up with a player like this. And I do think that there is another question, Mark, that you're really asking about this Bills defense and what ultimately some of their failures were, run defense. And you now have a guy who could be a potential block absorber to try to help you in the run game.
Yeah, I think that's what you're hoping that he turns into. I don't think he was that in college. I think one of it is that, he, like you said, he plays really high. I think he doesn't take advantage of the size. One of the things I mentioned on social media was that you get some of the negatives from being that big, but you don't get a lot of the positives from being that big. I mean, he's a very high cut player, right? He's bigger in the upper body. He's long, but you know, you think he's okay. If you want this guy, you think he's a big guy, and you're going to anchor and he's going to hold down against double teams, play with good leverage, like really make it difficult to move him. Like, that's not really his game. And I think we've seen that recently with a player that he was compared to frequently coming out of college. And that was Jordan Phillips, not the Jordan Phillips from Maryland, the Jordan Phillips that was on the Bills. And you saw he was a very, very large guy, but he didn't play like that size. He played like a very quick player. He has quick hands. He has impressive swim moves for a guy who's 6'7" and 331. And because he's that big, he can kind of discard over top of people. And so you think to yourself, okay, do they want him to be that block absorber in the future? Or are they going and getting a Jordan Phillips, which of course brings you the case, okay, now you're 3-4 deep at 3-tech. And you're like, am I just going to throw waves and waves of pass rushers at you and just hope for the best? Like, we're going to hear what their plan is for him, I think, after the draft.
Bruce, last thing for me here. We're still waiting for the Bills pick to come in here to open up the sixth round, pick 177. They have not really done much on offense. They did just draft a blocking tight end out of Georgia Tech. But, Bruce, I know me and you were both big fans of Jalen Royals. He, of course, goes to Kansas City. What have your thoughts been on the Bills really not touching that side of the ball at all?
I think what it boils down to for them is that they say, hey, where are your opportunities to actually come in and make this roster? Mm-hmm. And so if you pick a player at, you know, 174 or whatever it is, that, you know, 187, or we're way back into the late 100s, you're saying, okay, you're going to come in and be a wide receiver 5 or a wide receiver 6 for us. You got to play teams, because otherwise we don't have an opportunity to get you on the field. And so, yes, there are players who could potentially come in and beat out the players that are above them, even though they're a day three pick. But think about this regime. Think about the amount that they've invested. They just signed Josh Palmer. They just drafted Keon Coleman high. Mm-hmm. Like, those opportunities for a fifth-round pick probably aren't going to be there. So they're starting with the idea that you need to come in and be team's guy because they have confidence in these players. And, of course, they have confidence in these players. Of course, they have confidence in Keon Coleman and Josh Palmer because they just acquired them, you know? So I think that that's a situation where you're not going to see meaningful amounts of offensive players drafted late that you think are going to come in and really, you know, turn it into something meaningful because they got to play teams. Could you see a running back who comes in and plays returner? Sure. But the Bills just picked somebody. It was Dorian Strong. And it's a corner, another corner. So
there it is.
We are all the way in on corners.
Bruce Nolan breaking the pick there for us. This is why we have him. Dorian Strong. Dane Brugler liked him. He was a projected fourth rounder for Dorian Strong there. But Dorian Strong, 6'1", 185. ESPN also liked him, 134th overall prospect rank. So this does look like a potential underrated one. But also, again, Bruce, here it is again. They are investing in making a difference in the secondary. And you're starting to think, how many bodies are left to make this roster? And now you're thinking, also, is Dane Jackson really going to stick around? Maybe.
Yeah. I think I like Dorian Strong more than I like Jordan Hancock, who the Bills picked earlier.
Yeah.
I think that there's I can see a path to Dorian Strong being a starter down the line. Like, you see an idea that he could be, and that's always fun when you get that on day three. I think he's hyper aggressive against the run, and I mean that in both a positive and a negative way. But I think aggression has been a big part of this draft class, and that continues with Dorian Strong. I think he's a good athlete. I think he's got plus anticipation seeing things in front of him. I think, just like Maxwell Hairston, I think he's best in off-man, where he can look at things in front of him, see what's developing, trigger, and go make a play on the ball. And so I don't think that this pick, in addition to the other picks that the Buffalo Bills have made in the defensive backfield, do anything to push the narrative forward that there's somehow going to be an overhaul on defensive scheming. I think that this kind of lines up with what you would expect.
And that's perfect there. Bruce, thank you for taking the time. Get back to enjoying your Saturday. Thanks for at least spending a little bit of it with us. And again, nice to at least see that there's a strong pick, so to say, to open up the sixth round.
Thanks for having me, folks. Have a good day.
That's Bruce Nolan, the Bruce Exclusive Podcast there, joining us on the West Her Hotline. The Bills selection in the sixth round, Dorian Strong. We'll keep it here for a little bit. I would imagine we're going to get some Zoom calls after the Bills have a flurry of picks there. Three in the last eight.
I'm loving this draft, man. I really am.
It is the Bills picking athletes.
It's not sexy because it's defense. I get it. But this is a team, I've mentioned a few times, when they took one cornerback in the late rounds,
right,
that they typically find NFL players. They take two now, and you brought up Dane Brugler's sheet where he had him as a fourth-round pick. They take him at the top of the sixth.
ESPN had him ranked at 134th overall.
And for me, I look at this. They signed Trey White and Dane Jackson to one-year deals, and now this draft they draft three cornerbacks, each with high-level athletic abilities. Their first guy, the fastest guy in the draft,
yes,
in Max Hairston. I think undoubtedly the defense has gotten significantly better just in terms of athletes, in terms of what they can throw at teams. Even if a lot of these guys just become average, there's waves that they can come at opposing offenses. I will say, though, and more now looking broadly to next year's draft, I don't necessarily know about the wide receiver class or tight ends or really anything. It looks like it is going to be all defense, or at least close to it.
I imagine next year's going to be ruined by a tight end from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, a blocking tight end out of Georgia Tech. I will say, though, my immediate feelings after this draft is, number one, I really like it. It's retooled the defense. It's rebuilt it, really, from the foundations
Brings
up.
Brings some youth to the defense.
Mm-hmm. But I look to next year. If you're upset the Bills didn't draft a wide receiver, didn't draft two wide receivers, well, next year we're going to find out if certain guys have it, and they made sure to take care of the defense so that next year, if that's true,
this might be an all-offense draft.
They can start
next year.
Going offense next year. Curtis Samuel Heavily. Will have 1 year left on his deal. Let's see what he's got. Keon Coleman will be year two in his career. Let's see what he's got. Palmer, as well, is a new signing, but let's see what he's got. They've never been afraid to move off of some of these free agent wide receivers they brought in. I look to next year, and I go, they saw a wide receiver class that, number one, to Bruce's point he brought up, who's making this roster? Where are you contributing? Is it special teams? Because if it's not, where are you getting here?
You got to think also, the Bills in their first three rounds, even within their first four picks,
mm-hmm,
They picked players that will probably get some starts.
And so I just I look at
Deion Walker probably the one that will get a start last of the group.
Right.
But you pick starters in your first three rounds. Not going to complain a single moment that they're not a wide receiver.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm really, really excited to kind of see where this is going for this Bills defense. And now I think it still fits also within that window that I know we've talked with Sal Capaccio about after a lot of the extensions, this sort of five-year window they've given themselves. Next year they could go all offense if they need to. But I think it's also important to still remember this team averaged like 30 points per game last year. It wasn't as dire
of a need. The offense was okay. It was fine.
Yeah, well, I would say more than fine.
It was fine.
It was good. Ollie Gordon, by the way, Oklahoma State running back last year was considered one of the best running backs in the country. This year, a pretty big step down, but still very good.
We'll come back on the other side here into the 4 o'clock hour, the Bills' next selection. Not until 2:06, so we got a little bit to go. I'd imagine we might be hearing from some of these new Buffalo Bills as well, as this is our draft coverage here. Continued draft coverage presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Brought to you by Newark's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Quilted Squirrel. Great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at TQSmarketing.com. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, TJ Luckman on the board. This is WGR.